Now, I will talk about meristem tissue, which is closely associated with plant growth. What is plant growth? Plant growth involves three key processes, which is cell division, cell elongation, and cell differentiation. In cell division, it will increase the number of cells. In cell elongation, the cells grow longer, contributing to the plant size. While cell differentiation, cells develop specialized structures for specific functions. These processes collectively drive plant development. What is meristem tissue? Meristem tissue is the area of composed cell that specializes in formation of cell division as their main function. There are two main types of meristem tissue, which is apical meristem and lateral meristem. Apical meristem responsible for primary growth, increasing the length of stems and roots, while lateral meristem support the secondary growth by increasing the diameter, especially in woody plants. Let's start with apical meristem, found at the tips of shoots and roots. This type of growth is visible in herbaceous plants through their body and woody plants in soft young shoots and roots. In root tips, there are five main parts. The first one is root cap, which protects the root as it pushes through soil. The second one is root apical meristem, which contains small, cube-shaped dividing cells. The third one is cell elongation area, where cells grow longer. The cell maturation area is where cells reach maturity and specialize. And the last one is root hair, which enhance surface area for efficient absorption of water and nutrients. Similarly, the shoot also have five main parts. The first one is leaf primordia, which develop into leaf. And the second one is bud primordia, which form buds or axillary shoot. The third one is shoot apical meristem, which has dome shape with dividing cell for leaf and stem elongation. The other leaf contain fully matured and specialized cells. And the last one is trichomes, small hair-like structures for protection. Now, let's move to lateral meristem, which support the secondary growth by increasing the plant's diameter. This is primarily observed in woody plants and contributes to the development of features like tree trunks. To summarize, meristem tissue plays a critical role in both primary and secondary growth. Apical meristem contribute to length, while lateral meristem increase diameter. These processes ensure that plants grow, adapt, and thrive in their environment. Thank you for your attention.